You're listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Gloria Nzeka. Social media are filled with messages about healthy eating. But how many of them are actually true? Reporter Naina Rao explores this question in a three-part series on the myths around healthy eating. She talks to MSU's Nutrition Program Coordinator Anne Baffington on this.
The World Health Organization's website says that a healthy lifestyle is a way of living that lowers the risk of being seriously ill or dying early. But if you type healthy eating on Twitter or Pinterest or pretty much anywhere in the internet, the healthy lifestyle looks very different. It includes clean eating snacks, following a certain diet plan, reading an article on a Kardashian-approved health habits, and 25 best ways to boost your metabolism. I say that because I tried it. It did not work. The pattern here is that a lot of them are telling you what to do instead of you telling yourself, if that makes sense. If it doesn't, dietitian Anne Baffington might make it simpler.
You know, healthy eating has a lot of meaning for people, and I think oftentimes healthy eating is very it puts a lot of pressure on eating in a certain manner and connects with a lot of different food rules and sort of like an eat this, not that. And I don't think that that tends to make our eating better. Usually, pressure to eat in such a way makes us do less well with eating. Surprisingly. So it kind of is the great paradox. We think by trying to control our eating and being more in control of our eating, we'll be fine, we'll be more nutritious. But in fact, it kind of sends our eating out of control.
Anne works at the Health Promotion Department here at MSU. Her official title is quote unquote Nutrition Program Coordinator. I got to know her because I was her patient. Not anymore, but I was earlier this year. Her job is not to try to turn someone into a healthy eater. Instead, it's her job to support somebody in being a competent eater.
So in terms of eating competence, what that means is that's somebody who can be flexible with eating, who can feed themselves positively and regularly and not get caught up in all the food rules and just be able to, I describe it as just being able to take good care of yourself with food.
So in other words, is that considered healthy eating then? I asked her.
You know, and so I think we have to be careful about how we approach this because, you know, people will hear healthy eating, but what I want them to hear is eating to support health. What does that look like? And again, that looks different for different people. So obviously, if somebody's allergic to gluten, maybe eating gluten isn't the best way to support their health. But for someone who's not allergic to gluten, eating bread is perfectly fine and actually very healthy for their body and a great source of nutrition, a great source of carbohydrate, a great source of fiber, a great source of B vitamins. So we have to be careful in how we approach this because I think it often gets distorted in our culture because usually from people that are trying to sell us a promising idea or trying to, you know, sell us something. So we have to sort of return back to what we know, which is really our body's wisdom, because our body does an exceptionally good job of self-regulating, and that's through, you know, this internal regulatory system we have of hunger, appetite, and satiety. But that often gets disrupted as soon as we start thinking about, well, what should I eat? Or maybe I shouldn't eat that. Or starting to get very anxious about our eating, starting to get very concerned about eating. Again, it just kind of paralyzes us in a way to be able to do well.
This made me think of the times I paid a lot of money for quote-unquote healthy companies like Beachbody or another diet plan. I did it because I wanted to look good. I wanted to look in a certain way that was approved or desired by society. And that pressure, ironically, isn't healthy.
In my opinion, really, I was saying it doesn't just play with our insecurities, it preys on our insecurities. And so it really is damaging. It's so damaging. And it's so, because of those insecurities that we have to naturally want to be our best self, we get caught up in it and think, hey, oh, wow, this person looks super happy and they've done this or they've, you know, quote unquote, lost the weight or whatever it is that we're chasing after. And we just get so swept up in it and we have to be so careful.
So how can we manage it? How can we stay steady despite living in a culture that bombards us with distorted messages on food, body weight, and nutrition. It's hard, Ant said, and it takes time.
When talking about that, we typically get answers about nutrition, about exercise, and well, that means that you're eating right and you're exercising and you're, you know, but we miss a lot in that definition. And I think as a department, so through the Health Promotion Department, and our supervisor, Dennis Martell, has been instrumental in this, really helping us understand health from a very different perspective. So what health really means is capacity. So having the capacity to thrive, live your best life. We often give the example of a person who might be disabled or in a wheelchair. You know, what does health look like to them? They can be very healthy and thrive and, you know, do things that are contributing and things that really mean something and live their best life and optimize their health. And somebody else may define that differently. And so, you know, it's about capacity, but it's also a lot about freedom. You know, it's about having the freedom to make choices and decisions that will hopefully line up and support our health. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, exercising every single day, you know, for as, I don't know, even what's recommended. It can be very different for different people. So we try to individualize it and tailor it in that way and really think about health as the capacity to thrive and function and live in a way that you feel is important.
Some people might say that if they let themselves eat whatever they wanted, they would lose control and start binge eating. But Anne disagrees. And you get to hear why on our next episode. For The Food Fix, I'm Naina Rao.